fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the fourth day of November 2007, the first Sunday in November. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, in 25 months, the United States government will have completed their evacuations of those individuals and their families, their pets and their household goods, that they've chosen to be part of the continuity of government plan to continue the United States government. That will be complete in 25 months, December 2009. The evacuations, which are already taking place, by the way. I was a guest on another talk show earlier in the week. Well, last week was a Sunday, right? And I suggested to the host that I was on with, put this in Google, CIA and Denver. Pretty simple, CIA and Denver. You'll find very quickly, put that in Google, and you'll find very quickly that the CIA admits publicly to moving half of all their people from Langley, Virginia, to Denver, Colorado. And that's what they admit publicly. You can't conceal moving thousands of people, their spouses, their children, their household goods and pets, and keep it absolutely secret. You simply can't do that. So I need a cover story. Here's the cover story. The cover story is, quote unquote, we're going to break up the old boy network that's been at work here in the CIA for all these decades. Right, sure, give me a break. I don't think so. Denver, Colorado is 5,000 feet above sea level. Langley, Virginia is maybe 80 feet on a good day above sea level. That's the real reason, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. We'll be back at first break. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 4th day of November, 2007. We're going to have Professor McCanny on the second hour, assuming everything works as planned. I'm going to try to get Professor McCanny on at least every 4 weeks for updates. I assure Jim, and it's just become habit for me, that there's no censorship on Republic Broadcasting Network. Just like John Stadtmiller told me several years ago, I think I'm starting my fourth year this month or next month. John Stadtmiller telling me, John Moore, there's no censorship on Republic. Professor McCanny has run into censorship on Coast to Coast with George Norrie. He is absolutely running the censorship there. And I don't believe he's going to be doing any more shows there. And in fact, my feeling about Coast to Coast is they serve a purpose to bring and discredit, I should say, worthwhile areas of investigation, like what Jim McCanny does. And that's the purpose I serve. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I was listening to the last few minutes of the show before mine with Mr. Jim Phillips. And as always, Jim was doing an excellent job. This gentleman's been at this a long time. The more I hear him, the more I understand that he and I know some of the same people. like Jim Benson, the former editor of the American Survival Guide magazine. I wrote several articles for them before they folded, and it sounds like Jim has written a number of articles for them as well as other publications. Anyway, if you only listen to the John Moore Show and you're interested in preparedness, I would urge you to listen to Jim Phillips' show that takes place just before mine here on Sunday afternoon also. I think you'd get a lot out of it. Great benefit. On the John Moore Show, just like with Mr. Phillips, we focus on preparedness and the different aspects of preparedness, the day-to-day art of getting by under conditions that are adverse conditions. That's what we talk about, long-term survival, long-term preparedness. And ladies, this is for you too. The gentlemen tend to focus on the tactical matters regarding defending the homestead, defending their loved ones, and obviously those are important matters. The ladies, this is for you too. The day-to-day chores of how do you do laundry without hot and cold running water under 40 pounds pressure, as you've always been used to. How do you cook without the benefit of the electric grid or natural gas? How do you do the things that you're used to doing, bathing children, cleaning the home, all the things we're used to doing without the benefit of electricity, hot and cold running water, and propane or natural gas? Those are important, just as important as the self-defense aspects of long-term survival. Food preparation, cleaning up meals, cooking the meals, cleaning the house, cleaning clothing, cleaning your bodies, all these things are just as essential, because if they're not done properly, you'll become a casualty just as surely as a .30 caliber bullet going through your arm or your leg. Just as surely. It may take a bit longer, but you'll become a casualty nonetheless. Nonetheless. Going back to the old ways, if you haven't grown up in that environment or spent long periods of time in that environment of living without hot and cold running water, it's tough. There's no two ways about it, and I'd be foolish to tell you otherwise. It's tough if you're used to pushing a button and having a load of laundry done. It's tough if you're used to turning a knob and having really nice warm water for a shower or for a bath. I'm taking kind of a pause here to let that sink in. For a lot of people, it will be too much. The book that I now stock and sell on my website, Guide to Emergency Survival Communications, the first several pages talk about a massive power outage that took place in the early 90s and all the things that many of the things that we got out of that experience and knowledge that we acquired and the observations that were made. The recent experience, more recent, of Hurricane Katrina and the observations of human behavior during and after that event. It was not a pretty sight. Most of us know about what happened in the Superdome. I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that was just a tiny, tiny percentage of what was going on. Law enforcement officials setting up roadblocks, refusing to let American citizens pass down a public highway. Police officers setting up roadblocks, refusing to let American citizens pass peaceably on a public roadway. And, of course, the looting and the robberies, the threats, the intimidation, and on and on and on. Not a pretty sight. Those who were prepared and able to got out of Dodge, got out of New Orleans in time that they didn't have to be part of or experience that. Those who did paid the price. And I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, it will be a similar situation in other future events, a fast-moving event that catches tens of thousands of people unprepared and not able to deal with it because they don't have the resources, don't have the training. I was talking to a friend just before the show, and she was asking me, John, should I get more food from the freeze-dried guy? And I said, I absolutely should. You're not going to get any better food, and you're not going to get a better price, which includes shipping. It's simply not going to happen. And I told her how the federal government buys some of their food stocks from freeze-dried guy. That impressed her. And the freeze-dried guy is pretty serious about this. He's got a huge warehouse, large enough for semi-tractor trailers to back up to and use close to load and offload product. He has a website and he has a phone number. The phone number is 530-265-8333. I'll say it again slowly. 530-265-8333. And of course, his website is freezedryguy.com. Pretty easy to remember. freezedryguy.com. He's always running specials. If you have internet access, he has a number of articles that he has authored there at his website that I agree with wholeheartedly. Freezedryguy and I share some common military experience. And when you read what he's written, clearly it's been written by a man who's been there and done that. He's not speculating. He's not an armchair commando. He's a man writing from a depth of experience that spans decades in military field operations. So I think there's some excellent things there to read. Also, products that go above and beyond food, such as the best sleeping bags in the world, the Wiggy sleeping bags, the most highly sought after, most highly desirable sleeping bags on the planet when it comes to being out in sub-zero weather for extended periods of time. Absolutely the best. I was looking at Republic Broadcasting website here. They keep improving and getting better here. A little discussion about Ron Paul being in my state, Springfield, Missouri, about a three-hour drive from where I am here, and the warm reception that he received from Missouri Republicans in Springfield, Missouri. And that's understandable. Springfield, Missouri is known to be a area that has a tremendously high percentage of very conservative Christian Republicans. I believe there's several very large Christian churches down there, and at least one college I know that's a Christian college, and maybe more than that, a divinity school. Neat area, an area of mostly hardworking conservative Americans who hold to the values and traditions that that made America great. So I'm glad to see Ron Paul did so well down there. Anyway, this is a live call-in show. We're going to have Professor McCanny on the second hour. If you have any questions or comments, this first hour would be an open line for any questions and comments at 800-313-9443. Had some guests out today, my wife's brother and sister and her mom, and we had some homemade chili and homemade apple cider. Just had a wonderful time out here deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks, enjoying a balmy fall day, enjoying the different trees that have changed different colors out here. And we have another break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 4th day of November, 2007. If you're a first-time listener, you can see my photograph, read my bio at my website, thelibertyman.com. You'll also see the unique products that I offer, my book, Feel Safe Anywhere. You can be your own bodyguard. When you read my bio, you'll see that I've been a security professional, homicide detective, private investigator these past 35 years, preceded by 3 years in U.S. military intelligence, which included a tour in Vietnam as an intelligence analyst in psychological warfare, and a tour with U.S. Army Special Forces as an intelligence analyst, active duty. I was doing some of the same things in the reserves a little bit later, back in the late 70s, early to mid-80s. And, of course, my article, No Need for Panic, 19 pages that could save your life, The Truth About the Deception of Global Warming. And what Al Gore puts out publicly does have some science to it. It also has some science fiction. And I know the difference, and I tell the difference. This is real important stuff. I started out the show talking about the U.S. government evacuating their people. Yes, these things are happening. You start digging into what's going on around Washington, D.C., these offices being moved with hundreds and thousands of people and their families and pets and household goods being moved. It's not to diversify because of the threat of nuclear attack on Washington, D.C. If that was true, they would have done that in the 50s during the Cold War when it was a clear and present danger. They're doing it because Washington, D.C. will be underwater in 3 or 4 years. That's why they're doing it. We got some callers here. Our first caller is Monty in Texas. Monty, you're there, sir.
Yeah. You mentioned stuff about, what's the wool that you said it should be in socks and everything?
Merino. M-E-R-I-N-O. Merino wool.
Now, is there like, does it have to be a mix? Because I didn't know that, because I was looking for some things at certain stores that they have socks with merino wool, but I didn't know the key percentage. I thought it would be 100% wool. Is that something that I've not found?
Well, here's the deal, Monty. First of all, a lot of people don't know what you and I are talking about. Merino wool is a type of wool that has longer fiber than normal wool. Therefore, it does not scratch. It's not itchy. It has a real soft, non-itchy, non-scratchy type of fabric, which makes it highly desirable because it feels good next to your skin without being scratchy. Now, as to whether you get socks that are 100% merino wool or they have a percentage, I like the highest percentage merino wool I can get. My dress socks are 100% merino wool. Very thin, very thin, very lightweight dress socks, very extremely comfortable. My boot socks, I think, are a blend, and they have maybe 20 or 25% polyester. And to get them to be stretchy and for some durability, they probably do need to blend these fabrics to accomplish these goals. The merino wool gives you the absorbency, which makes them so comfortable. Whether it's, and I quite frankly, I wear my merino wool socks when it's 10 below or 110 above. It doesn't matter. Cotton socks in hot weather, your feet are going to sweat anyway. You know,
yeah.
If it's hot weather, you got cotton socks on, your feet are going to sweat anyway. The cotton gets wet, they get cold, and they get clammy, even when it's really hot out there. So the merino wool socks, they wick that moisture away from your feet, and your feet, even if they do get damp, they still stay warm. That's the advantage of wool. So you may have to try a couple of different brands to see what suits you, but that's what you need to be looking at, is merino wool socks and shirts and trousers and just everything like that.
Have you had to special order the dress socks online, or have you found them at stores?
That's an excellent question, and I think I got them from Land's End. And Land's End, of course, is a catalog business out of Maine, I believe, someplace up northeast. Somebody will correct me. And they have online catalogs, and they have hard paper catalogs also.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, Monty. And we've got Richard in Arizona. Richard, you there, sir?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Go ahead.
As far as NiCad and nickel hydride, what's the advantage of either one, or isn't one better over the other?
Well, nickel metal hydride is the hot item in batteries these days. Single A, double A, triple A. There's no single A there. Double A, triple A, C's and D's and 9 volts. They don't take a memory like the NiCads do. And NiCads are becoming pretty much passe. If there's any advantage to NiCads, I'm not aware of it. They may be slightly less expensive, but at the cost of not lasting them because they develop a memory, I don't buy any more NiCads if I can avoid it. I buy all nickel metal hydride.
Okay. I'll hold over, Jim.
Okay.
All right. I'll hold over.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
Okay, we're back. Hey, Tim, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It's Sunday, the 4th day of November, 2007. And we're visiting real quick here with Richard in Arizona. You still there, Richard?
Yes, sir. As far as the nickel metal hydride, is there any possible way to use a solar charger for those in case power goes down?
Oh, absolutely. You just have to have your solar panel set up. Well, basically, it would go something like this. And there may be simpler ways to do it, but your solar charger would go into an inverter to convert the 12-volt, typically be making 12-volt DC,
right,
into 110-volt AC.
Right.
And then that would go through the charger and charge the batteries. There may be somebody making a device that works right off the DC. I haven't looked into that recently, but that's highly likely. And if somebody is aware of that, they're welcome to call in. That would be a product that I think probably does exist.
Okay, as far as the hand ringers that you were talking about last week, what was the company's name again?
Okay. Maytag Ringer Washers.
Okay.
And there were earlier versions that had hand-cranked ringers. The Maytag Ringer Washers, probably the last 30 or 40 years they were made had a motor drive for the ringer.
Right.
And not, as opposed to a hand crank ringer. When these first came out, it dramatically changed and improved the lives of American housewives, turning a very, very long process of cleaning the family clothing into something that took a fraction of the time.
Wasn't there a company you mentioned last week that was Lehman?
The Lehman's non-electric. Lehman? Yeah, that's, I believe, L-E-H-M-A-N.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. Okay. Lehman's non-electric catalog. They have what I would call brand new antiques, and they do have hand crank ringers in there, I believe. I haven't looked at their catalog recently. Their primary audience is the Amish community, Amish and Mennonites. However, many Americans looking to be prepared and self-reliant and off the grid make great use of the Lehman's non-electric catalog for all the different common household appliances prior to electricity becoming commonplace.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that website again for the CIA where they're moving their people inland?
Oh, it's not a website. It's just there's articles. If you put that in Google, CIA in Denver in Google, you'll find various news articles talking about it.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Oh, and one last thing. I read Patriots Coming Collapse
right.
by Mr. Rawls. Excellent book.
Yes.
Excellent book.
It's often referred to as a survival guide disguised as a novel.
Oh, it's got so much information in it.
Oh, it does. It's packed. Every page is packed with information.
You have to dog ear almost every page just to go back and find out everything that.
Well, I prepared an index for the first edition, which I thought so highly of it, and that if you can imagine what it took to make an index from a what is that book 250, 300 pages?
Oh, it's about 384 pages now.
Yeah, well, the new edition with two
right.
new chapters is right.
Right.
Amazing book. I need to get a case of it and get them on my website, and it'd be a great companion book to emergency survival communications, wouldn't it?
Yes, and I just got the communication book the other day.
Outstanding.
So,
thank you, Richard.
Okay, thank you, John. Appreciate it.
We appreciate your call. And we've got Gary from Tennessee. There's.
Yep. How you doing this afternoon, John?
Good. Did you get your computer situation squared away yet?
Yeah, well, I'm working on it. I sent you an email, which you kind of responded to promptly, and I appreciate that, but you gave me an email address that I tried to send my update, which is radically updated from what the last one you saw was, and it got returned. Can you give me a proper email address?
Well, I don't want to give that out over the air particularly.
Okay, I'll write you another email request that then.
Why don't you do that? Put private for John in the subject header.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You're welcome. Yeah, I get 50 to 100 emails a day, and it just gets to be burdensome, to say the least. Bill from Illinois. Bill, are you there, sir?
Yeah, John, comments and a couple questions. I found some wool socks that are readily available at Cabela, stuff like that, called Smart Wool. They're about 65%, but they hold up real well.
Okay. That's good.
And the other merino wool sweaters, you can get your size, talls, and everything else from Eddie Bauer. Okay, catalog. They have merino wool.
Eddie Bauer is real upscale, and they carry first-class stuff, and I would expect to find that there.
Yeah, I live in wool, and I've got sweaters I wear nearly every day during the winter, and they've lasted me about 2 or 3 years, so they're pretty durable.
I would agree. You can't go wrong with Eddie Bauer's stuff. No two ways about that. But for many of our listeners on a very tight budget, you're going to have to go through the thrift shops like Goodwill and so forth, and really search hard through the stacks of acrylic sweaters and cotton sweaters to find wool sweaters, let alone merino wool sweaters. It's going to take quite a bit of searching if you're going to try to do it cheap. First class, of course, would be Eddie Bauer. Well, thank you for your call, Bill.
Wait, John?
Yes, sir. Comment?
Yeah, a couple more quick ones.
Go ahead.
You can have call-in for McKinney?
Did I have a call in from Kenny?
For James McCanny when you're second hour.
Oh, Jim McCanny. Yeah, Jim is supposed to be calling in the second hour. All right.
Oh, okay. Another thing, when you and Jim are talking, can you please address two things? The likelihood, I've read both of your articles and things, and the likelihood of a pass-by in near future.
Mm-hmm.
And the other question is, should we be preparing for staying in place, or I'm kind of prepared to go mobile, you know, because I figure it might
be a... That's more my expertise and Professor McCanny's.
Yeah.
Jim makes a statement that I agree with. What are you going to do when you find out the date of closest passage? Go out and buy another case of tuna? You know, being prepared for these coming events is a lifestyle, not something you look at a specific date on the calendar for and then do something at that point in time. It needs to be a lifestyle if you're going to be successful.
Speaking of tuna, I just ate a Y2K tuna 8-year-old can the other day. It wasn't too bad.
Well, good. Good. Well, if the can's not rusty or it's not popping up, there's two things you look for canned goods. Rust and the can is expanding and getting larger. That means there's something going on inside there that you really don't want to know about.
Yeah. Hey, John, one last thing.
Yes,
can
sir.
Can you comment on whether why not to consider an M1 Garand as a survival rifle? Because I always thought it was.
George Patton called the M1 Garand the finest implement of war ever built, I think, or something like that. M1 Garand in the hands of somebody trying to use it is an absolutely deadly, devastating weapon. There's no doubt about it. It's not for a person of small stature, unless you're really tough. I mean, a 5'6" Marine, I'm sure, could handle one. It's a powerful, accurate, reliable. The 8-round magazine is no problem unless you've got hordes of Chinese coming at you on Pork Chop Hill.
you know about the CMP program, don't you?
Yes, sir. I've got their catalog right here in arm's length.
Yeah, odcmp.com, and most people can get rifle training, high-powered rifle training, and acquire a gun by going through just an NRA club locally and shooting a match.
That's right.
Heads up.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Take care.
And Gail from Tennessee. Is this my Gail?
Yes.
How are you doing, my dear?
How are you doing, John?
Outstanding. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to give you an update here because I know you've went on the show. We just had another earthquake.
Where? How much?
5.8 up in Antarctica. This is the second one in 3 days.
Up where again?
In Antarctica.
The Antarctic.
Which is extremely rare. And they're not sure if it's been caused by a huge chunk of ice breaking off or what. And there's also an article that has just come out on Friday. It's dated November 2nd that rumors the fact that the CIA... Well, this article says that Bush and Cheney are telling all CIA and NSA personnel that they are planning to evacuate them to secret locations because of serious pending problems.
Really? Now, what's the source for this, Gail?
The source is, you can go to tbrnews.org.
Okay.
And this is from the Voice of White House. So there's something amiss. And then we have this comet out here that's just doing really weird, strange things.
Well, it is. And McCanny's comment out on that on his website. He says, first of all, it's not Planet X.
Yeah.
And because of where we are in relation to it, we can't really see the tail of this comet. But it is doing some things which, as McCanny says, prove a couple of things. First of all, it's not a large, dirty snowball, which is the NASA's model of what a comet is.
Yeah.
And it's far, far larger than a couple of miles across. He says it could be hundreds of times that large.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's pretty large, and, of course, it's putting on one heck of a nighttime display.
Yes,
now, interestingly enough, I think it's around 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. It'll depend on people's location. But a lifetime sight is supposed to be visible with just binoculars. You're going to see the shuttle docking with the ISS, the International Space Station, and you'll be able to see the crescent moon with the, that star that's always in it, like this, the emblem of Muslims. Uh-huh. And you're going to be able to see Venus and Saturn, all of them lined up in the eastern sky at about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. So everybody, well, get your binoculars and your telescopes out, because it'll be a heck of a show.
Well, for those who choose to stay up, I'm sure it will be. I think
or
I
maybe they can get up. Anyway, it's just a heads up on this is 2 earthquakes within 3 days, and they're saying that is extremely unusual for that area, and particularly, and the other one was like a 5.
Well, so, the Antarctic isn't known, to my knowledge, to be seismically active.
It's not. It's not. And it happened by one of our stations we have down there.
Well, there's thousands. Some of those stations are like small cities, 5,000 or 6,000 people working at them.
Right.
And what in the world could 5,000 people be doing at the Antarctic?
I don't know. It's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah, how many people does it take to count the penguins and measure the ice? You know, it's come on.
It's over. It was over by Casey Station.
Okay.
And this one was real close to the surface too. So it was at a depth of 7.5 kilometers. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, kilometers. Yeah, a kilometer, 6/10 of a mile. So that's fairly shallow.
Yeah, it is. Place. The other one was deeper. Now this one's shallow. Within 3 days, I'd say, hey, something's up.
There's any time of seismic activity at the Antarctic, and keep in mind that Charles F. Richter, who developed the Richter scale,
mm-hmm.
He died in 1985. Shortly after his death, the Richter scale was reduced by 1 full numerical value.
Correct. So that's actually equivalent of a 6.8.
Absolutely. You're getting up there to where I'd be quite concerned. It's something like the Ross Ice Shelf, for example, which is the size of France or Texas, roughly about the same amount of square miles from Texas and France.
Mm-hmm.
It's attached to dry land, but it's out over, hanging over the ocean. It's not floating ice.
Right.
It's attached to the continent of the Antarctic continent. Once we get to a certain point, that Ross Ice Shelf and these other ice shelves, which are extremely large also. We're talking ice a mile thick, suspended above the water.
Yeah.
That is at risk of breaking off. Now, a lot of people don't understand this. Floating ice, like at the North Pole, when it melts, it does not change sea level.
Mm-hmm.
The ice at the Antarctic, the tooth there, first of all, it's fresh water. It's not seawater. It's not salt water.
Tell me something, John, because
yes.
I've been hearing, you know, I read a lot of articles, search the web all day. Not all day, but you know what I mean. But they're saying that while we have melting going on in the Arctic, that in the Antarctic, where these two quakes were, is that the ice is actually building. So now, which is it?
You can't have it both ways.
Exactly.
Right.
So is this more of the government's disinformation then?
Well, in my opinion, yes, because there was some widely circulated articles. The winter of 05-06, they were observing grass growing in the Antarctic.
Yeah.
And
well, that would require melting, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, obviously, you have to have dirt exposed to
the
grass growing.
Yeah.
The grass
it ain't
going to
grow on top
ice.
Of the snow and ice now.
No, clearly. No. Clearly it won't. You can't have it both ways.
Mm-mm.
And there's massive disinformation going on. Part of the plan, part of the program, Gail, is to get people who are paying casual attention to these events, get them to be so confused
that
they don't know what to believe anymore.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, that's what I'm wondering about this article where Bush and Cheney and them are telling the NSA and the CIA now if they're going to be giving them mandatory evacuation off the East Coast, and they're sending them
right.
to secret places. Well,
right.
Now, of course, everybody, this article would go on to say that that's just a rumor. They're starting to make everybody get scared, like they're going under bunkers.
Well, it's not a rumor. Like I started the show with, it's public record, And anybody can do this. You put this in Google, CIA and Denver.
Well, they started this, very, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Well, you don't... This is not like calling up Mayflower and saying, I want to move my family.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have...
This takes logistics.
Everything set up. You're going to move 1,000 people, workers. That means most likely 1,000 spouses and maybe another 1,000 or 2,000 minor children.
Yeah.
And their household goods and their pets.
Uh-huh.
This is a massive logistical nightmare.
Yeah.
You have to have everything set up before you make the move. The new workplace has to be set up, ready to go, with all the communications and everything set up there. Housing needs to be ready to receive these people. It's a huge logistical nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't make a phone call, oh, Mr. Head of the CIA, move 1,000 or 2,000 or 10,000 people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you got
Thank
your
you,
music,
Gail.
Kevin, so I'll listen off air. Bye-bye.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Gail. Break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 4th of November, 2007, the first day of Central Standard Time here deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. And we talk about preparedness. That's my passion. I have a lot of passions. That's one of my passions, is preparedness. I learned as a young man serving in Vietnam as a 20-year-old the consequences of not being prepared. I saw it firsthand. It's not a pretty sight. Human suffering, children suffering, is not a pretty sight, something I don't want to be around. I'll do whatever I can to help that not happen. If you are responsible for older folks, those over age 70 or over 80 that can no longer take care of themselves the way they could when they were young folks, if you're responsible for youngsters younger than puberty who can't take care of themselves, then you have a sacred obligation, in my opinion, to make whatever preparations you can to care for these individuals if there was a short-term or long-term crisis, a sacred obligation. If you're listening to this show, you're probably already well on your way. The products I offer on my website could be a big help for you. My DVDs, I have a two-set DVD, Family Safety in Perilous Times, Volume 1 and Volume 2. I'm the only presenter in Volume 1, a lot of hardcore military stuff there. We have a number of well-qualified professional presenters in healthcare, communications, NBC, nuclear, biological, chemical preparations, and so forth on Volume 2. Outstanding information. The book I offer, Guide to Emergency Survival Communications, could be a matter of life and death to get that book and understand and use the principles involved there. Listening to this show every week, listening to the show before mine, Jim Phillips, and practice, practice, practice. Buying a semi-tractor trailer load full of stuff, if you haven't practiced, isn't going to save you. If you haven't taken the time to get the skills, it's not going to save you. If you buy stuff and don't know how to operate it, don't know how to maintain it, don't know how to repair it, you're going to be in deep trouble real quick. Real quick. Do you know how to remove the saw from a chain from a chainsaw and sharpen it up? I do. How to change chainsaw chains? I do. It's routine stuff out here where I am. No man who would even consider calling himself a man would, he would be embarrassed if he couldn't sharpen a chain on a chainsaw or change the chain on a chainsaw or adjust the carburetor on a chainsaw or on his pickup truck if it's a pickup truck that still has a carburetor. Basic skills of a man. I'm already teaching my 10-year-old grandson man skills. When he's with his parents, he's a boy. When he's with grandpa, he's a young man learning the skills that every man should know. Operating heavy, dangerous equipment under my watchful eye and guidance. Driving a farm tractor with a brush hog on it and operating the brush hog. Using firearms safely and accurately. We may have Jim McCanny coming up here soon. Stay tuned. I'm looking forward to speaking with Jim, getting some updates. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back.
With recent